Well, it is 1800 hours here on the program called At Ease, made possible for us by the South African Military Christian Fellowship. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, and you're listening to Good News Community Radio Station 93.6 FM. And a warm welcome to you one and all. I trust that you will be at ease wherever you are, wherever you tuned in, that you will be really blessed by the program we have put together, and that, yes, that God will also be glorified and ministered to you. As usual, we have our devotion, we have the Navy Band, we have the Military Challenge testimony for us, and tonight's testimony, I'm looking really forward to that one as well. Don't miss this one about a gangster. Yeah, we live in terrible times, but also how God intervened. We have our two questions, and then we have our news. Well, that's what it is, the lineup for each and every one of us. I pray, Lord, that as we dedicate and surrender this whole program into your hands, wherever our regular at-ease listeners listen to, Lord, that you will bless them, as well as everybody else, anyone else, our regular GNCR listeners, that you will also bless them. Folks, we're going to listen to our beloved pastor as he's going to share with us. I think if you can remember the past few weeks, we talk about relationships. Let's listen to what the pastor has to say to us.
Just before Jesus died, he was able to share the Passover meal with his disciples. Within the context of this meal, he spoke to them about his imminent departure from them. He would soon be leaving them after his resurrection from the dead to be with his Father in heaven. What was of great importance to Jesus was that his disciples would be committed not only to him, but to each other. And so we read that on this occasion, Jesus reminded them of this command to love one another, in John chapter 13, verse 34, in John chapter 15, verse 12, and then verse 17. If Jesus stressed this command so much, then we ought not to skim over it lightly. We need to take it to heart, to meditate upon it, and to daily seek to obey it. Now we know that this command summarizes the moral law with regards to our duty to one another. Of first and foremost importance is the command to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But if we do indeed love God, we will be eager to obey this command to love others as ourselves. As we reflect on this command, we need to note that God never tells us to love ourselves. That is already assumed. By nature, we focus on our needs and our wants. We get up in the morning thinking of what we want to do in the day, of the food we want to give our bodies, or the things that we want to do or buy. If we are sick, we will typically go to the doctor. Why? Because we have a natural love and concern for our well-being. So the problem we have is not with the lack of self-love. Rather, the difficulty we have is that of loving others as ourselves. This kind of love that we are meant to exhibit is that which we see in Jesus himself. He said in John chapter 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you." Wow, that is a tall order. Yet this is what is commanded of us. When we think of Jesus' love for us, what kind of a love was it? It was a giving, sacrificial, kind, caring, patient, and forgiving love. What we must realize is that when others see us, Jesus wants them to see his love in us. He wants our love to be like his. But how can this be? By nature, we are self-centered and selfish. We think so much of ourselves and far too little of God and others. How can we know more of Christ's love in our hearts? The answer is firstly by knowing Jesus as our Lord and Savior, by making sure that we have trusted in him for the forgiveness of our sin. And then secondly, we need to abide in God's love by by walking in step with the Holy Spirit and having fellowship with other believers in God's Word. We will not be able to know the love of Christ at work in our hearts where we are not ministering to other Christians in the church. How important it is then that we meet regularly with one another around the Word of God, that we spend time praying for one another, that we open our hearts and homes in hospitality, that we show kindness to those who may have offended us, and that we use our gifts to serve others. In all these ways, the love of Christ will be nurtured and seen in our midst. May God help us to love one another, even as Christ has loved us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we confess that it is not easy to love others as you have loved us. Please rid us of our sinful pride and animosity toward others. Fill us with loving compassion, concern, and care for the church and for those around us. Help us to walk in step with the Holy Spirit and to abide in your love always. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Jonathan Holt, for that devotion. I can remember quite a few years back, I was in a particular mission organization and came out of, seminary. And I have to go to this particular mission organization, and I believe that is what God wants us to do. And there was a guy in that particular mission who was the director of the training concerning in the mission school. So I have to go through 7 months through the mission school. I just came out of seminary into 7 months mission school, and it was quite tough. And this particular guy, I will not mention the name, but you get those people that you say, Lord, if it wasn't for this person, I can really be a good Christian. That was like that. So one day I walk up to him, and I said to him, let's say his name is John. It's not really John, but let's call him John. I said, John, you know what? God loves you, and I try to. Because I was struggling with this thing called love. I sometimes think it's a crazy thing to call it love, and when I look at it and I say, Lord, please give me more love for this man. He's like a rough sandpaper in my life, and please get him out of my life. I didn't ask for this. I didn't. And it dawns on me that the Bible come that verse that say that the hope doesn't disappoint us, because the love of God is been poured out in our lives by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So the love of God, who is the Holy Spirit, is been poured out in me. And the question that I sense in my heart is, what blocks that? You want more love from me? I already poured it out in your heart. You see, you have to get rid of the things that block it. And it dawns on me that it is there. I don't have to ask for more. It's just a question is, what do I do with it? And sometimes God create and allow things to happen to us, especially those people that is like rough sandpaper, so that you can exercise to love them. And the more you love them, the more the love in you that God has been poured out grow stronger and stronger. I didn't realize that before until the penny drops for me, but God will not give it to you. It has already been there. Just take away the hindrances, the blocks that actually prevent that love to flow like a river. And once I realized that, once the penny dropped for me, then I start praying for this man, and I start praying for my own lovelessness, if I can call it like that, too, that I will, sometimes I deliberately didn't exercise it. And that was so wrong for me, that I really go to the cross and say, Lord, I want to love the way you love. And that is not easy. Self-sacrificially, because we are so self-centered, you know. And to give something away from you, of you to someone else, who don't even deserve that. What love have Jesus, what love have God for us? I trust that, and maybe you struggle with it too, to love. You know, I don't want to say promote some circular music, but you can listen to. I came from a background, we grow up in country music and country gospel, and most of the songs, love songs that I mean grow up, is talk about love, love that is failed, love that is on the rocks, love that is just ashes, ashes of love. Maybe you know these songs. There's another song, Love Hurts. Love hurts. It wounds. It scars. Then you look at the cross and you see what is love. I really trust that it was encouraging to us and challenged us to love one another the way Jesus loves us. So thank you, Pastor Jonathan Holt. Friends, we're going to listen now to our first Navy band, Trombones to the Fore. I trust that I pronounced that one correctly. Trombones to the Fore. What an end, short and sweet. It stops there. Trombones to the fore. Friends, a warm welcome once again. If you just tune in, maybe you are a new listener to this program called At Ease. I trust that you are at ease. And I really trust that as a, maybe a new listener, that God will speak to your heart. Maybe you serve or you are serving in the military or some armed forces. Well, yeah, then this is what this program is all about, to encourage our men and women out there who so unselfishly protect their countries. May God really bless you. I want this theme of love to go through this evening, because our testimony is coming up next. And, and I don't think it is by chance. I think it is by purpose, you know, because I don't think or believe in luck, you know. It's like many people say, there's a luck, or, you know, no, or by coincidence. I don't believe in such things, really. In Afrikaans, we say, even toevallig, you weet, if maybe there's an Afrikaans-speaking person. You know, by chance, you know. It's not by chance. Because God has orchestrated many things that we don't know of, and then His light just fall on that circumstances. So it's not by luck or by chance. It is by purpose. That's why I think that it just fit in, because none of the content providers know what the other one was sending. And I stand amazed. Tuesday after Tuesday is nearly the same thing. There's nearly the same theme that comes to the front. Talking about love. Talking about those issues that we as humans struggle with. To love one another and to give love and to give something of yourself. It's difficult. I want you to listen to Graham Wilson with our next item. And that is the testimony from a gangster, a man called Ronald Abels, from the Military Challenge newspaper. And the theme is, listen to the theme of this testimony, and then we talk again. God bless.
The following testimony is taken from the Challenge newspaper. Gangster surprised by love. Ronald Abels was only 10 when he committed his first armed robbery and started selling drugs. He was intent on becoming the top gangster in his community of Capricorn Park, Cape Town. But when he met some people who surprised him with their love, affection and trust, he started to realize there might be more to life. Now he runs an organization for children from marginalized communities, and his life has drastically changed. In an interview with This Life Online, Ronald shares that he was raised by his grandparents, and as a child he dreamt of becoming a policeman. But when my hormones kicked in, I noticed the gangsters attracted the coolest girls, and I decided to become the greatest gangster of all, he records. So at the age of 15, I started fighting with the oldest boys in the school. He made a name for himself as a gangster and took over an existing gang. Although Ronald wasn't taking drugs at the time, he started selling them to make money. After he finished school, he thought he was living the gangster high life. Then the first white missionary came to Capricorn. I'd never seen a white person up close before, and suddenly this white English woman walked right up to me and just hugged me. I didn't understand why. Later, when I got to know Julie, she told me that when she noticed me, standing there in my fake leather jacket and gangster attitude, she simply saw someone who needed love. That was the first time someone ever had hugged me. I loved my grandparents. They were good to us and looked after us well, providing everything we needed, but they weren't affectionate people. Ronald began attending Christian home group that Julie and her husband Mike ran. One night they invited him for supper, but when he arrived, they told him they had to go away for the weekend. They handed me their house keys and said I should spend the weekend there. Again, they'd taken me by surprise, and I didn't understand how they could trust me. My first thought was that I'd steal everything of value, but I was so completely captivated by their love and trust that I didn't even smoke cigarettes in their yard. Ronald decided to convert to Christianity and try to be a good guy. It was a big change from the gangster life, where he was always fighting, living in fear, running from the law, and sure he would be murdered. Twice I escaped plots to kill me, he remembers. The first time I was hijacked and held captive over a weekend while I was made to dig my own grave. I persuaded them to let me join them when they were smoking tick, amphetamine, or crystal meths, and they started to see me as one of them. The second time I refused to go somewhere I was supposed to be, and someone else was mistaken for me and shot dead. Ronald's attempt to be a good guy didn't last. Eventually I took up alcohol again and started living a double life. I realize now I was just subscribing to a set of religious rules at this stage, and Jesus had not become real to me yet. He started smoking tick again and withdrew from his Christian friends. I reconnected with my old gang for protection and went back to selling drugs. I made money but smoked all the profit and couldn't buy drugs to sell. I became homeless, hanging around drug houses and sleeping wherever I could. Hopeless and lonely, Ronald recalls sitting in front of a rubbish pile thinking there must be more to life. In that moment of utter despair, I heard a voice softly say, "Ronald, it's time to go home." I believe it was the voice of Jesus. Ronald obeyed the voice and returned to his childhood home. I was filthy, had lice, stank, and was exhausted. It took about 3 bars to get me clean. As I recovered, I joined a local church. The first time I'd converted, it had been to the idea of Christianity. This time, I included Jesus. Now I was in an active relationship with him. That's when it got real for me. I've never felt lonely since. I realize I was always looking for love. Jesus fills me completely. He's the one I count on. He always has my best interests at heart. Ronald started attending church and quickly became an intern. The church helped him attend Bible college, and in 2016 he became the church's full-time missions developer. He also funded Future Life Ministries, which helps young people from marginalized communities in Cape Town. Ronald is now married to Sydney, an American missionary. He also spends time with his 2 daughters from a previous relationship. One of the greatest gifts Jesus has given me is a restored relationship with them, and I love being able to offer them a secure home when they're with me. I read, watch television, go to the movies, normal things. I'm never afraid. I've been told that I'm regarded as a symbol of hope of Lavender Hill now. They say that if God could change me, he can change anyone. I agree.
Ronald, I agree too. It's amazing. It's amazing, really. Surprised by love. I want to ask you a question, if I may. And maybe 2 questions. And that is, did Jesus, or is Jesus really real to you? Maybe I can say to us. Is he? Another question that I want to follow up with the first question, and that is, what of Jesus won your heart? What of Jesus attracts you? I want you to think about these questions. We talk about love. We talk about God's love. We work here in the mission where we are also with some people that is addicted to substances. And many of them came from such a background that it is impossible, humanly speaking, that someone can ever love them. And when they get in contact with God's love and it touches their lives, and then they ask the question, how can God, this holy God, this God that they don't even know, love them? Of all the things they have ever done. And friends, we know we live in a broken world, and sin has damaged everything since the Garden of Eden episode where Adam and Eve have sinned. And just to come to grips with the fact, God loves me, the unlovable, the rejected, the castaway, that he come and take me as I am, clean me up, pour his love inside of me. Wow. Yeah, do we deserve that? No, we deserve hell. But God chose to love us. It's not just emotion that you am emotionally high and tomorrow you are so low. No, He make a heart decisions, a conscience, a calculated, deliberate decision, choice to love us, to love you. And I want to make it personal. Maybe you feel rejected and bitter and full of anger and resentment and hatred and all kinds of emotions run through your head. Maybe right now. And maybe you take your fist and you push it up into heaven. Maybe because somewhere, somehow, you are so disappointed, maybe by God, because maybe you called upon Him once in your life and He didn't show up the way maybe you expect Him to show up. And from there, everything just go haywire. I want to say to you, God loves you. Sometimes there's a lot that we don't understand about God. But I want to assure you, and ensure you, just like for Ronald. Ronald as a gangster, as an addict, as a person who lives in a wild living. If there's hope for him, there's hope for you too. If there's hope for me, if you could only know my life, I would say there's hope for you. The love of Christ has won my heart. So let's listen to Captain. Captain, to just share with us again, how can we evangelize other people to tell them about Christ? Please, we would love to hear that.
Good evening, At Ease listeners. These past 9 months or so, we've heard the two questions. There's two spiritual questions regarding where you stand before Almighty God and the gift of eternal life. The first question being, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die, you would go to heaven? And the second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God and He were to ask, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Two piercing questions that need an answer, in which prayerfully you can now answer, or you were able to answer. But now the question being, don't you want to ask people those questions that you know and want to know? Where do they stand before Almighty God? Diagnostic questions to ascertain where they stand before God and perhaps help them to find salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So perhaps you're in a foxhole. Perhaps you're in a car or an aeroplane and you have a few moments with someone. You might never see them again, but you felt led to share the good news with them. So how do you do this? Maybe it's also just with a neighbor. It's going to take over a few months. You can ask the two questions. And of course, one's got to earn the right. You can't just go in there guns blazing, so to say. It once happened at a Bible college where this outline was being taught. And they went out for practical training, got into a taxi, and the one student straight away said, suppose you were to die. And of course, the one person in the taxi got such a fright that he jumped out, slid open the door and got out the first opportunity, worried that he was perhaps going to die. But of course, the question had been asked too quickly, and the right to ask the question had not been obtained. So over the next few months, we'll share how to share the two questions in the gospel. But we'll start tonight then with developing a friendly relationship. So this is critical. You know, also walking the talk. You've got to set a good example. People must see in you the love of Christ. They must see in you the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the first point would be a sincere interest in the person's life. Ask him questions like where he went to school, why he joined the military, or the job that he's in, It's taking a sincere interest, not just quickly, but taking some time to get to know him better. And sincere listening, not just what's the next question or what next in developing a friendly relationship, but sincerely listening to his answers. And perhaps he's telling you about his grandmother that died or the financial situation he's in. And these are things that you can help with later. So listen sincerely that he can see that you're taking an interest in him. And sincere caring that there's follow-up and that you really, he heard what he had to say and you want to care and be there for him. And of course, this all goes about the Holy Spirit helping you, that you're dependent on the Holy Spirit helping you through this time. And so you'd be perhaps silently praying, others praying for you, knowing that you love to share the gospel, and you get prayer partners. But the first point then is developing a friendly relationship. And so I'd like to leave that with you, that before you ask the two questions, that you develop this friendly relationship with people. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes that it takes, or it might be over a few months, but you might only have that moment in life, that opportunity that is there and then gone, that you meet this person. And then you've sown seeds in his heart, the two questions, and the Holy Spirit, of course, dependent that he will continue to speak to this person's heart afterwards. So thank you. So take that to heart, developing this friendly relationship, that you can earn the right then to ask the two questions that you will come to in a few weeks' time. Now thank you. Every blessing in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence, for that teaching. You know, I can't help but think about what he said. You know, earn the right to ask. Friendship, relationship, we call it friendship evangelism. To earn the right to, through my friendship with this person, to ask the question. If you love someone, I believe there will come an opportunity that God create. If you hear and you put your ear to the ground and you listen, you will have a lot of common ground to talk about, to share the gospel. Really, because God is interested in that person as well. You know what I realize as well? That is why I said I can't help but think it. People don't care how much do you know, until they see how much do you care. Think about that. Sometimes we would just want to bombard them with the knowledge that we have, and we want to bash them with the Bible or whatsoever, and we want to show them how many scriptures we can quote to them. But we don't even care about them. We don't even listen to them. When we listen many times, and I talk in general, we listen to talk instead of listen to understand. And entrust the Lord to talk about what has been said. Thank you, Captain Peter. Let's listen to Riranzo Mangani.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. Riranzo Mangani, your news reader. We pray for the peace and an end to the terrible war in Ukraine, as well as the peace and conflicts in other areas of the world. Let us continue to pray that the soldiers fighting on both sides in Ukraine tend to and find comfort and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their safety and the gift of eternal life in heaven, that they will have the peace that surpasses all understanding through Christ Jesus the Lord. The VP handover last Thursday, 1st September, by the present AMCF VP for Southern Africa, Peter Lawrence, to Major General Mamasitera from Madagascar, went off extremely well and was well attended by the international AMCF community. The AMCF World President conducted the induction service. This is normally a 7-year term of voluntary office. Our Southern African region comprises of 14 countries, We pray all the best to the General Ramasitera and a hearty congratulations on his new appointment. The Association of Military Christian Fellowship Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant that all who know the joy of being all in one in Christ Jesus may be filled with love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit until his coming again. Amen. Please pray for the SANDF and other South African troops presently deployed to northern Mozambique to conduct peacekeeping operations. Pray also for the naval and air support as well as the medical staff all serving in different areas of the operation. Planning for the Regional Association of Military Christian Fellowship Interaction, which is again taking place in Madagascar from the 8th to the 15th of October 2022, continues to go well. Military ethics will be the new subject included in the program. Please pray for the preps to go well. Please consider financially supporting a delegate or delegates to attend from South Africa. Our SAMCF please need agents financial support to send two naval petty officers to Madagascar to attend the interaction. Do consider whether you might help financially towards the airfare. We please value our listeners' prayers for these news items. We thank God for our SANDF chaplains. Please join us praying for the ministry of this and the service in the SANDF. The SAMCF Working Committee met on Saturday, 27 August, to update your constitution, as well as discuss a few other matters. Please pray for the follow-ups to do and work now required to update on our SAMCF constitution. Please consider how you listeners might become more involved in supporting the ministry on the SAMCF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact with you and contact you. Your support will be very much appreciated. I thank you. Remember, our contact details are 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. Our email address is samcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, samcf3@gmail.com. Our at-ease email address is at-ease@gncr.org.za. at-ease@gncr.org.za. And you can also text us on our messenger at our Facebook page, South African Military Christian Fellowship. I thank you. Have a good evening.
Well, folks, we come to the end of our program. And I want to say thank you to all our content providers for providing so faithfully the content for this program. Without you, I don't think this program will be possible. And thank you for your sacrificial love and the time that you have to spend to see that everything is in order. And also, our news reader, Riri Mangani, she's also busy with her exams, and she do this news for us. And we really take our hats off for you, Riri. May God bless you, and I hope you will be successful in your examination. Folks, we're going to close with a song called Royal Salute. That's why I think it's very appropriate to salute all our content providers with this song. May God bless you until we meet again next week, the same time, the same place. Yeah, be at ease, and may God bless you. And please, we would love to hear from you. Send to us that emails, and even if you just want to chat to us and see what is meaning to you, all of the content, and we would love to come back to you. May God bless you, one and all. Until we meet again, be at ease.